The University of California has conducted numerous research projects and studies that greatly benefit agricultural interests. Literally, everything from soup to nuts has come under their scrutiny, and they are continuing their effort to improve the crop and reduce the cost for California's farmers. One such study is the use of pheromone disruption to control insect population. It's proving effective with codling moths, navel orangeworm, fruit moths, fruit flies, and more. Pheromones are chemicals that an organism releases to communicate with members of its own species. These messages could be the location of food, a perceived danger, or a signal for mating purposes. Releasing a mating pheromone at a key time will disorient the male or otherwise disrupt the mating activity, resulting in a natural reduction of the insect population. The pheromones are released by aerosol dispensers that are strategically placed in the orchard. The pheromone chemicals are safe to use around people, so they eliminate the hazards associated with pesticides. They can even be used with certified organic crops as long as certified organic propellant is used. And there are environmental benefits. Beneficial insects are not harmed. The UC program has been experimenting with application rates and timing to reduce the amount of pheromone released, which should reduce overall costs. Presently, the cost is about the same as using pesticides to achieve the same level of control. However, pheromones are not perfect. They are useful for low to moderate levels of infestation. High levels require pesticide reduction. The numbers have to be brought down before mating disruption will control the population. But it's an attractive alternative, not only from a worker safety and environmental perspective, but also for good pesticide management. Using less pesticide would help prevent developing resistance to that product. I'm Len Wilcox, and that's the Western View from AgNet West.